The Lord, the God of Israel, said to me, write down in a book everything that I have told you, because the time is coming when I will restore my people, Israel and Judah. So those of you who have a good memory, I won't test you, but last time out I talked about the different forms of the Word of God. And they were, I'm sure there's more, but the ones I talked about were namely Jesus as the Word of God, God's decrees, God's words of personal address, God speaking to us through human lips, and God's Word in written form. In that talk, I stated that for us today, of all these forms, today, our primary focus should be on the written word of God, the Bible. So I thought over these coming Wednesdays, I would try and reinforce that point with a bit of a study on the word of God, why it is so dependable and the ways in which it is. None of you will be surprised to know me well, that I have leaned on the theologian Wayne Grudem. I often turn to him in moments of need. Today I want to briefly look at the canon of Scripture, by which I mean the list of books that belong to the Bible. Why does the Bible include the books it does and not include others? The importance of our forefathers getting this right is of the utmost importance, isn't it? If we're going to allow the Scriptures to have that kind of authority over our lives, which I do. For me, the Scriptures have authority over me because of the Word of God. First, and that's the main subject of today. First, how did the Old Testament canon come about? Others would call it the Jewish Bible. It came about over time. Wayne Grudem suggests, and this surprised me a little bit, but he suggests that the Ten Commandments form the beginning of the Bible canon. And this is why I gave you the reading today of the Tablets of Stone. I questioned that initially because, of course, the events of Genesis came first. I reasoned that we think it was Moses who wrote Genesis, and therefore, whilst the events came first, they may not have been written down until after the Ten Commandments were written down. Of course, after Moses, who we attribute the first five books of the Bible, from Genesis through to Deuteronomy, we think he wrote those five books. We have Joshua, who added to that collection. And later it was typically prophets who added to that collection. And we heard from Jeremiah today why he wrote his book he was told to by God. And the last book of the Old Testament is Malachi, which was written around 435 AD. At this point, other books continued to be written, but their works were not thought worthy to be included by the leaders of the time in the canon of Scripture, such as Maccabees. Wayne comments this. When we turn to Jewish literature outside the Old Testament, we see that the belief that divinely authoritative words from God had ceased is clearly attested in several different strands of extra-biblical Jewish literature. So at the time, there was the common thought process amongst them that those words had ceased, and hence Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament. But what did Jesus think? And for me, this is all important. In the New Testament, Jesus has plenty of disputes with the Jewish leaders. Plenty. We have no record of Jesus ever disputing with them over the content of the canon of Scripture. It seems he was happy with the Old Testament as it was. Today, things were a little different. There is a dispute between the Catholic Church and the Anglican Church over the content of the Old Testament canon. They include something called the Apocrypha, which is those books from Malachi up to Jesus. According to one source I looked at, Jesus and the New Testament authors quote what we consider to be the Old Testament around 295 times. For me, that is another reason that authenticates Jesus in his belief of the Old Testament. But not once does Jesus or anyone else cite from the Apocrypha, or any other writing for that matter, as having divine authority. So for me, having only done a brief study, I am happy to trust and obey the Old Testament as the Word of God, seeing it complete with nothing missing and nothing added, not including the Apocrypha. Why not the Apocrypha? I've given you some reasons already. But other reasons are it contains teachings which are inconsistent with Scripture. It was born out of the Reformation, when the Catholic Church had something of an axe to grind with us. So I think it was politically motivated. The Apocrypha, well, those words were never regarded as God's words by the Jewish people of their time, from which they originated. They didn't think they were. In themselves, they do not claim the kind of authority that Old Testament writings do. And as I've already said, there is no evidence to suggest they were scripture from either Jesus or other writers of the New Testament. Next time out, I'll talk about the New Testament as canon, why that includes the books it does and not others. Amen.